Looking to cool off in the summer or turn up the heat in the winter? Then head over to Clearwater Ice Arena, Tampa Bay Skating Academy Oldsmar, or TBSA Countryside. With three locations in the Tampa Bay area, you can enjoy a wide range of hockey and figure skating activities and programs. We offer youth and adult pickup hockey and leagues, skate, shoot, freestyle, and public skating times throughout the day, so you will want to come back again and again. It's fun for the whole family. And don't forget to schedule your next birthday party or private event with us. Visit TampaBayIce.com for more information.
So, you say you want to be an actor, director, producer, screenwriter, film crew, whatever. Now what? How can you make this happen? Easy. It's called networking. After all, sometimes it's not what you know, but who you know that brings you that big break. And one of the best ways to get that break is to, you got it, network. One of the smartest places to start your networking is to come to the Tampa Bay Film Society meetings. Tampa Bay Film Society is an organization that will create opportunities for you to get educated through some great programs and workshops, learn about productions coming up, as well as offer you opportunities to advance your career and meet others already in the industry who will remember you when the time comes. Yes, our bi-monthly general meetings is a great way to network with other industry people. How do you start? Just come to one of our meetings, enjoy it, and sign up as a member. You get discounts on Tampa Bay Film Society workshops and special events just as a starter. And you never know who you'll meet at one of our general meetings when you're out there networking. And best of all, it's fun. So check us out on our website at www.tampabayfilmsociety.com.
The National Comedy Hall of Fame Museum is now open in Tampa Bay. Information on the museum can be found at nchof.com. The museum just announced the induction class of 2020, which includes legends such as Joan Rivers, Eddie Murphy, Will Ferrell, Dan Aykroyd, and John Cleese. Also on site, there are live comedy classes and stand-up comedy. Information on the comedy classes can be found at hofcomedyschool.com, and the live shows are posted at comedyhof.com. Come out and see us.
Initialize sequence now.
Join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers from across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hey, this is Vern Troyer, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's TAN Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
You are listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn.
And this is Kelly Preston, I'm so excited.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream? Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't, but keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood, always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
And it's Monday night, so you know it's time for the number one entertainment show in Tampa Bay. Lights, camera, action. Here's Hollywood Connections.
Hi, welcome to your drive time, and it is 6:10, and Lisa V is here in the house, my co-host.
Yes, hi, everybody. It is definitely drive time, and it is hot as Hades out there.
It is. And I am on TikTok Live, and Lisa V is here, and you can add her, called The Real Lisa V, on TikTok as well. And I'll be looking at your comments in just a minute. So in the meantime, Lisa, so this is about show business. And then We have a featured TikToker at 6:30 called Wyoming in the House has helped me a lot. But there's other people as well that I'm going to be featuring on TikTok.
Yes.
And so even though my headsets are on, and I wanted to find out what, you know, how has your week been?
My week has been really, really great. I've been, like I told you, I haven't totally finished a situation where a community literally has blessed me more than I could have imagined. And I have Stan Arthur to thank for that. So next week I should be posting and going live and explaining exactly what was done for me by the most amazing people, the city of St. Pete in about 3 days what they were able to do for me. And also been to the beach. Treasure Island Beach has just been beautiful and wonderful and amazing. And other than that, just trying to live the new normal. I got yelled at for going the wrong way in the grocery store because I was running in to get one thing and did not pay attention
to
the floor.
So people are edgy. I had somebody edgy in the pool today, very edgy. It was like, don't interrupt me.
Yeah, no. I mean, when she looked at me and I said, look, I apologize. Trust me, I was not planning on going the wrong way down the red, green, blue arrow. I don't even know what color. I just know by grocery store now. And it's just funny because this one older lady, she's probably in her late 70s. She says, you know, I just don't give a bleep about anything anymore. And I said, oh, I think the whole world's sort of like not even knowing what to do. So,
well, even though we have so many people that are in the entertainment industry,
yes,
and we have Kelly from Turner Talent calling in about probably 5 minutes.
Yes.
I post Rubik's Cube. Yes, somebody is just posting up here, and I'm going to come back and shout you out here,
yes,
in a minute. So we also have, if you're interested in getting into film and TV for extra work and you want to have some fun, this can be also seen on the YouTube channel, a Tan Talk Radio Network. We're live also on my Facebook, Dawn Reese, and it goes to podcast, so you can always see the reruns of the show. And the cool thing is, it's frcasting.com, and of course you can sign up. It's free to be a extra for movies, and also there's another one called Blue Water Media. Get on their list as well. Mm-hmm. Coming up, a lot of fun things.
That was fun, the Blue Water when we
Media.
Did that. Yeah, that
oh,
was really
sure.
cool with the book that should already be out, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh yeah, and then also too is we have a SAG agent under our show, and it is actually out of Hollywood, Florida, and they do work with you in other areas. Can mm-hmm. you hear me okay? Is my
I can, yes. Is it not?
As we totally the other lose ear. The headsets here. Anybody want to sponsor the show and send us headsets? That'd be really awesome.
All right, I'll come do the headset duty.
We'll open up a GoFundMe account for fund the headsets. So.
No, the headsets are good. I just have to put them back on.
She's got to figure out how. Well, no,
yeah.
They always fall apart, but
oh,
that's
yeah,
okay.
We're getting some. Oh, our wonderful gentleman that is out of Kuwait, he is sending some roses
oh,
today,
hello.
And I was on his live feed. He actually featured me on, he goes through TikToks as well. I got a surprise for him tomorrow, which is really cool, Lisa. Everybody supports everybody on TikTok, you know, and what I'm enjoying is, you know, you just have to have people help you out, and I'll be looking here in just a minute. And so the thing is, there's follow parties, there's, you know, mm-hmm. you help me grow, I help you grow. And the other day, I'll tell you more, at 6:30 when Wyoming in the House calls in, he's
Wyoming.
On TikTok, and then we have some more people here. But, you know, you can also get the agent under my show. You can also, you know, get, I have all the paperwork.
Yes.
Which is amazing. So if you're driving, you're like, wow, I really, wow. Wow, you can dance.
Exactly.
That's a TikTok song.
Yes.
Wow, you can really dance. Do you have that song? Pull that one up.
Let me look for it.
Oh, here we go. This
TikTok.
Is there you have it.
Too much. And so anyways, the cool thing is I can get you the paperwork and you can be in other areas. You don't have to be in Florida. And so we have producers, agents. Now, if you're talent out there and you're a singer, of course, we need you. We have a music show with a movie producer coming up. We also have, that's with, oh my gosh, that's with Buddy, and we'll be doing auditions, but he'll be looking for talent all over the world. So
right.
A lot of the TikTokers that I found that are singers will actually go on his show. And then we even have the VH2 TV network.
Yes.
They're doing a big indie search. That's coming up pretty soon. Of course, things are like thawing out. It's like ice thawing out. And then they are looking for comics as well. So kind of give you that, you know, in the meantime. And then we'll talk about some other things for TV and film. So who is going to sing? I've got a couple of really cool things that are happening here. S-I-R, Matt, S-A-L-O-T, just gave me a couple pandas. And yes, here we go. It gave me a couple. Thank you so much. And then we have our Kuwait, K-Z-U-L UETA 27. And I hope that you're all growing as well. I'm on the air live on six stations here, Tan Talk Radio Network. And you know who Kelly Turner is, do you? Kelly Turner from Turner Talent?
I think I've met her.
Okay, well, she's on the other coast, but she's actually going to be, she's on Facebook a lot.
Was she at the Christian Film Festival?
You know, I don't know if Kelly was. Is she on the phone yet? Is that Kelly?
Not yet. No, I think I found the song.
Uh-oh.
Is it?
Wow, you can really dance.
Is that sounding familiar?
Wait, turn it up. Hold on. Yeah, turn it up.
Station in Amsterdam, perchance.
No way.
The man would dance side by side with the man with the crooked glance.
I hear music like this all the time from the roomie.
It was just happenstance
we can dance.
That these two men meet that day and do that fish dance.
Wait, keep it going.
Wow, you can really dance.
Oh no.
Wow,
you can really dance. Wait.
He went.
You're supposed to move.
They said we've both been dancing all this time. What a coincidence.
Producer's looking at me going, what is she doing?
Look, the phone's ringing that
she
much,
is
I
not
know.
Normal.
It's all right. We're not supposed to be. You can't put me in a square box. I'm a circle peg. It doesn't work.
No, everybody, it's so funny when I share these videos on Facebook or Instagram. They're like, what are you doing, Dawn?
I'm living my life.
Living my life.
Time on TikTok. A TikTok, you don't stop.
TikTok, you don't stop.
TikTok, you don't stop.
Oh, you're going to rap a song.
No, that's
Wait. Do
no,
that.
I was stealing
no, that. Was good.
That's,
that was good.
I can't
say that. She didn't mean to do that.
I can't say the name of the song. TikTok, you don't stop. To the TikTok, you don't stop. To the ooh. That's okay. We can't, yeah.
Hey.
We can't say the name of that song on this thing.
That's exactly right.
You know exactly what song it is, so we'll leave it alone.
Oh, well,
moving right along.
Anybody's Wyomingians in the house. Yes, he's going to be calling in about probably 15 minutes here. We're so excited he's going to call in on the show. And thank you, everyone, for TikTok and everyone watching on Hollywood 106.1 FM and Dawn Reese 3. Kelly Turner, are you on the air?
Hello.
Hi, Kelly. Thank you so much. My producer actually had somebody else that had company, and they're working on a film, so I text you today. You're like, yes, I'll call in.
Of course. I love talking to you and your audience. It's awesome.
Well, Kelly, tell us a little bit, because I have a lot of questions for you as well. Are you a manager? Are you a casting director, an agent? Tell everybody first what you do.
Okay, I have kind of a unique niche because I've been in the industry since I was 15, been in Florida all my life, and I've been in front of the camera and behind the camera. So I can give you my background, but what I am currently is a talent development coach and a casting director. I work with all the reputable agents, other casting directors, production people, filmmakers. And I help completely brand new talent that don't know how to maneuver the industry, as well as experienced talent that are looking for more opportunities.
So
I love what I do.
A talent coordinator and a casting director. And where are you from, Kelly? You're on the other coast, right?
Yes, I'm in Melbourne, Melbourne Beach. I grew up in Sebring, Florida. I went to USF and back in a long time ago in Tampa. And I worked with Alexa that you had, Keith, and I've known Keith and Susan forever.
Oh, they're wonderful. They're wonderful.
Yeah.
So if somebody would like to, you know, work with you, I have to say, our Wyoming in the house, he's sending me some TikToks. He's going to be on the air shortly. I love you so much. I just have to say, truck drivers out there, we love you. Because
yes,
my brother
do.
Was one and my dad was one. And so I thank you. He's actually throwing. I don't know. Are you on TikTok, Kelly, before I go into everything?
That's my next step. It's Facebook, Instagram, and now I think I need to get on TikTok.
See,
she
feels me because I don't know what I just mastered Facebook. I'm trying to figure out Instagram, and now she's like, "Are you TikToking?" I'm like, "Look, I'm barely drinking coffee and surviving, and now I got to go to TikTok, and I don't want to mess up." But I've been watching. There's some really cute stuff on there.
There is.
There's some not cute stuff, but there's also some really, really cute stuff on there.
Well,
to be selective,
Kelly. If you get over 1,000 followers, there's a couple people. Like, there's a guy that's going to be on in about 10 minutes. Wyoming in the house. You could go into his live feed, and he helps you grow. Like, Sue just got 1,000 followers yesterday from being in his live feed. And did you know that if you go on TikTok, which is amazing because somebody's writing me something here, that you get 1,000 followers when you go live, they send you TikTok money, which goes back into your TikTok. I think I've spent like $30 on TikTok money. But once you give, you know, it goes back and they can go to your PayPal. But with all the TikTokers that we've had, we actually take the money and we actually got it for a little girl. We got her sash and crown from Wisconsin, and she's a mom, you know, that is, you know, single parent, three children. So my TikTok money went to her as a sash and a crown, and she's getting a little doll now. So we give back, and that's what we do. And then we have Beauty Queen reporters, as you know, is Lisa.
Yes, I'm a Beauty Queen reporter.
Yes.
If you would have told me that 2 years ago, I would have said you need to stop drinking. No, I'm just kidding. I really had. When I say when God steps in and Dawn was brought into my life 2 years ago, it's really changed a lot.
And so she's met a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And Kelly understands that because she's in the business. And so Kelly, so what do they need to do to sign with you or to help you with your business of talent development? Or let's say somebody is also seasoned. That's another question, like us. That, you know.
We're seasoned, like fine wine and cheese.
Yes.
We get better with age.
There you go. So, yeah, one of the biggest misconceptions with Turner Talent is that it's just for new faces, because one of my most important things I do is try to help people that are brand new understand the industry first before they make their next move, and then help them get set up safely, correctly, and professionally. But for the seasoned, experienced people out there, I can help them get more opportunities because I'm not a conflict to their agent. In fact, the agents love what I do because I do what they don't have time to do. And I get requests from filmmakers and independent production companies, ad agencies, so they can be part of a very low-cost VIP membership. And you'll see my post, VIP Turner Talent VIP. It's less than $20 a month, and it comes with not only all the castings we get, but it also connects them with whoever they need in the industry or any coaching, advice, anything that I can do. And I'm pretty well connected because it's like 40-some years in the industry since I started when I was 15. So,
wow.
I can help, you know, if they need a new agent, if they want to branch out into Georgia, if they need a new headshot and they look at, you know. But my main thing is helping brand new people get some good solid facts and not get ripped off from what I call the glam scams out there.
Right.
There's
that make it sound super easy and just send us $3,000 and we'll do that for you. That's not me.
Right.
That's what I call the glam scam. So I'm completely available to my clients as well as new prospects. And, you know, they just reach out from the website or info@turnertalent.com.
Turnertalent.com. I'm letting everyone know. Yeah. Again, turnertalent.com. Now, also, too, is I'm going to be shouting out the TikTokers here. They're sending me some more gifts, so thank you so much. And that's going to go for another beauty queen, a mom that is single or teenager. And thank you again. And then also, too, is let me ask you, are you doing any teaching by chance?
Like, well, I'm always coaching. And if you mean like workshops or things like that.
Yes. For TV and film.
Yeah. I mean, I'm always working. Like right now, I'm helping a writer and director cast a Netflix pitch project, which is really exciting. There's another production company in Orlando that's got tons of roles open. And now some of these things aren't paid, but they're for excellent experience and credit. That type of thing. And I do host workshops, everything from how to work with the camera for model development to auditioning skills. But right now I don't currently have any because we're focusing on upgrading our VIP database so that it's even easier for our clients to use. Lots of exciting things going on. And I promise if people want to reach out that it's a no pressure way to get some solid facts, and I'm happy to look at pictures or do a Zoom or meet in person.
That's amazing. We are so glad that you called in. And if you have any questions on TikTok, I'm getting to be pretty pretty savvy at it. I just have to say, True V8, I've got to do this real quick. And Melissa Ellison, please, everybody, while you're in the chat here, please follow everybody and grow with everyone here. I want to see that happen. And then also, there's a note here. Hold on, Kelly. Okay, hold on a second. Hi, love you so much. You make me so happy. Please say hi to Noam, Alan, Ains, Megan, please, live on the air. Nolan, Felipe. And no Felipe. N-O-E Felipe.
No A Felipe.
No A Felipe.
Hey, you know A Felipe? Hey!
Six boom, stations. Boom. You just got to shout
good.
It out.
That was good.
So, yes. Yeah, so
I know A Felipe. Hey.
You know Felipe, no, of course. Kelly, have you been to the film festivals as well? You know, I know that Sunscreen has moved theirs to, you know, September or so, mm-hmm. and everything's been virtual with the Christian Film Festival. Have you done any in the past yourself?
Yes, I try to get to them. It ends up, you know, sometimes it gets difficult to make it in person, but the Melbourne Independent Film Festival is over 20 years old, and I love that because I've always had either so many of my team Turner, we call it Team Turner Talent VIPs, So I get asked to cast a lot of these short films that are in it. So one year, I think it was 2015, I had six films that I got to walk the red carpet with the cast and crew. And so it was so much fun because I'd walk through with one and then go around and come through with another.
That's
but
so
it's a
cool.
wonderful, even though, you know, a lot of people haven't heard of Melbourne, it's a great quality film festival, and they currently have a tie-up loose ends competition going for short films where you create your own ending to the script that won an award-winning script. And and so Sunscreen, I'm hoping to get to this year, and I heard you guys talking, I did not make the Christian Film Festival, but they're on my list. And now that I'm not doing as much traveling due to the circumstances, I'm hoping to branch out. And the good thing about what I do is I can help people all around Florida, so it doesn't really matter where anyone's located.
Well, we got to get you because I'm on the board of the Tampa Bay Film Society, and I've got to catch up because everything's been virtual lately, and we just played the commercial. And also Women in Film with Bobby Hill Casting. Bobby started here the chapter in Clearwater. So, of course, everything's been online, and also it's been Zoom, and I did my first Zoom, and it took me an hour to learn. It was like,
Now you can help me with TikTok, and I'll help you with Zoom because I'm part of Women in Film and Television. We finally have a Melbourne branch.
Nice.
And and there's a lot of good things. And right now, I believe it's open. The Zoom conferences and meetings and seminars are open to the public to get a taste of what that's all about.
Wow. Now, another question. I know, Lisa, tell her what you do. You're a singer. And if you accept singers, tell her a little bit about you.
I'm a singer. It's funny. I got HSN, right? HSN.
Right.
I modeled for HSN, and I got the call for, you know, Dawn hooked me up with the person, and I'm new at this. I've never been, you know, until Dawn on radio. I've always, you know, sang my whole life. People say I'm sort of like a comedian. I'm just me. With everything going on right now, what is the best way to really get out there, in your opinion? Because we're, you know, now they're starting to close places again that I just saw today because of, you know, whatever. And, you know, how do you get out there without, you know, missing the moment? Because now everybody's watching TikTok or Instagram Live or something like that. What is your professional, you know, advice on that?
Right. Well, you are going to have to make use of social media. I know a lot of singers are actually hosting regular kind of concerts, so to speak, or regular Facebook Lives, and they actually, some of them are, people can tip,
right,
just as if you were out. So social media is really huge, and I was going to mention that with anybody in the industry, models, actors, singers, voiceover. Social media is a huge part of it. I have a director friend out in LA, and he says, you know, if I've got two talents, they both look the part. They both have equal talent. One of them lives out our back door in LA and has 300 followers, and the other person's in Wisconsin or, you know, in the middle of Florida or wherever, and they have 3,000 followers. They will take the person for that role or that, you know, ad or whatever it is, because it becomes part of your contract to kind of post a certain amount of times, and it all helps in the publicity. But, you know, to get back to your question, I think we're in another, you know, we are going to be kind of held back a little bit by everyone getting out there too much, and now we're going to get set back. But I would definitely use social media. I know a few vocalists. They hold regular weekly concerts. One of them does twice a week, one does once a week. Get with your other musical friends and host a night where you all, you know, if somebody is really tech savvy, you can tape it ahead of time and then have them played and announced. My cousin up in Wisconsin is doing that with the coffee shop and pub that he used to play at.
Good. That's good
wonderful
motivation for her to hear,
right? Yes.
About singers.
Yeah, you see so many different kinds of talent, and kids can get involved if their dad plays guitar or, you know, you want to sing a song, and you can pre-record it, and if you have somebody that can handle it, I can send you his info so you can take a look at what he's doing. And it's just so cool to tune in and see all these different artists And of course, everyone supports each other and helps grow.
Well, that's another thing.
I think virtually you can grow a lot.
Another thing on TikTok, a lot of singers, I've found a couple already, and I've already hooked them up with record labels. And with the VH2 TV network, I'm actually going to be doing their talent director over there with the network for comics and singers. And I have to shout out here, oh my gosh, Texas Pat Chick and Wyoming. They are amazing. I'll tell you, if you're on TikTok, these are the people you need to follow. I'm not kidding you, Lisa. I'm having so much fun. I forgot that I'm on the air.
She's whispering. I'm looking at her like, okay, we're on the radio show. She's in, you know, five different phones going here. And I'm just trying to keep mine from shutting off, from obviously not charging, because mine's is old as the dinosaur footprints coming to this show. I'm telling you what.
Oh, and they're sending so much love, and that we're live on Six Stations. So, and Kelly, hold on a second, because I want to introduce you to my VIP guest as well that can help you on TikTok. So, and we'll just have you join him for a minute. But let's get, is Wyoming in the house on the air?
Yes, he's here.
Woohoo! Wyoming in the house. Are you there? You're live on Six Stations. Are you there?
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Hi. I want to thank you because I was so funny. Last week we were talking and I jumped into your live feed, which you're so amazing. You're so down to earth and I have a ton of questions. And I know Kelly, she's a talent agent, a talent, you know, casting director and coordinator. And she's going to have some questions for you as well. But what I like is you make everybody follow everybody and you make sure, you know, that they have a bio or a photo, as I remember, or, you know, if they're underage, they're not on camera. And there are some dudes and don'ts, but you've been giving me a shout out. And I was on the beach the other day and I come in and I see my photo up on top and you're like shouting me out all day. And then I made two videos today. And so how long have you been on TikTok?
I signed up on TikTok like back in July. I didn't know what it was. My other truck driver friend told me to add it. So I wasn't really constantly on TikTok. Probably until in November, I started posting videos and trying to get followers. It was really hard back then to get followers because nobody really did a free follow. You know, no coins needed or nothing like that. So I was trying to make a room where people don't need to pay to get followers, you know. So that's where it pretty much started. And it's taken me a long time to build up where I'm at. And it's given me a good feeling in my heart, you know, to do that, to be able to have the opportunity for other people outside of the working community to be able to come in and get followers and have a really good time.
They do. And you're so personable with everybody. And, you know, and Kelly, so when you get on TikTok, this is a talent.
Yes.
Do we call you Wyoming in the house? what should we? What should we?
I mean, my name's Philip. My real name's Philip Wilhelm.
Hi, Philip. Okay, I say Wyoming's in the house. So, Kelly, I'm going to text you some things, and when you're on TikTok, you've got to jump into his live feed.
That sounds great. So would you recommend using my name for Turner Talent for talent development?
You could. You just have to make sure whatever you put on the, you know, with sign in, that it's not 054321 or something. You know, I'll show you how to do that.
Right.
Well, this is Kelly from Turner Talent. We're going to hook her up with Wyoming in the house. And Kelly, thank you so much for calling in. And stay on the line, Philip. We're going to be right back. And Kelly, it's been a pleasure to have you call in. And I can't wait to get you to the station here and bring some talent in for you.
Oh, that's awesome. Always a pleasure, guys.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Kelly from Turner Talent. And if you want to get hooked up with her, you can listen to the show again. We'll send you that information in Melbourne, which is great. Now, back to Wyoming in the house. Some questions I have. So when people are trying to add everybody, or, you know, we add everybody, are you supposed to add everybody, even if they don't speak another language? Or can you give us some etiquette of TikTok? Because you're getting to be a really good pro at this.
Well, I personally, you know, if they can't speak English, which I speak English, and I really enjoy being able to go in somebody else's live that can speak English. So it's pretty much up to the preference of the individual if they want to add them. I try to get everybody to follow each other. That way we're building up as a group and a family together.
Which is amazing because, you know, you have some time to do this to get everybody up there, and you're always on every day, and it's amazing to see how you're helping people. And it's so great that we have, you know, somebody calling in. I think we have another TikToker. Do you have a question you want to ask? Hold on a second.
We do. We have, let me see, Texas Hot Chick is the name.
Yay! Oh, okay. Hold on a second.
Texas who?
Texas Pat Chick is on. Oh, hold on, Wyoming. Let's get her on. Hold on.
She's here. Yep.
Texas Pat Chick, are you there?
I am.
Hi. Thank you for the TikTok. And do you know Wyoming?
I don't know if we're following each other. A lot of my fan base following is, because I'm a Marine mom, I have a lot of military, you know, the Generation X. My younger son is also gay, so I have a lot of the LGBT community following me because I support their community. So,
right.
I think a lot of people follow me because I'm just brutally honest. I don't know if you've ever been to my lives, but I have no filter.
My goal is
I'm like, yeah. Like, sometimes we have to watch it.
I'm from the South, and rather than saying F you, sometimes we just say bless your heart, but I kid you not, I say F you, and I'm really surprised. One of my lives I was a little inebriated, but somebody upset me, and I dropped about 15 F-bombs, and my friends laughed because it's either the other person on the side of the screen in TikTok is either really scared of me, or they're like, this crazy woman is great content. So they won't shut me down. So,
and how
I
many,
don't know what's going on.
Wow. So let me go back. So you have to follow Wyoming in the House, too, because he's amazing. And he helps so many people as well as you do. And you have certain age groups that come into yours, I've noticed. But let me go back to Wyoming in the House. How many followers do you have so far?
I believe I'm shy of 8,000.
8,000? And you likes? How about likes? Because you have some fun videos that I always comment on as well.
Correct.
He's looking. And then at Texas Patrick, how many following do you have?
I'm almost to 9,000.
Wow. And do you go into follow parties, or do you just put great content?
Yeah, I support the Love Your Faith community, which is Justin Sylvester. He's an amazing person. I'm really not on TikTok to be famous. I'll be honest. Like, I just find it fun. I will tell you, I went private for a while because I had a lot of people trying to duplicate my my profile. Matter of fact, someone made up a profile with my name with something else added, and they posted a video of a military personnel being harmed.
Oh, my God. I had that happen. Yeah. Well, I had that happen, too. Somebody put a fake profile, and then they're going into people's live feeds being very nasty. And I thought, you know, why can't TikTok get control of that? You know what I'm saying? With people.
The problem I have, and again, you know, I love all, you know, cultures, but I have an enormous amount of Middle Eastern following me.
Okay.
And it is concerning because, I mean, and I know there are very kind Middle Eastern people, but being is that my son is a Marine, it is very alming, and it
oh, for sure,
in,
for sure.
Some content. So, but I will be honest, I have blocked over 3,000 people.
See, wow. I was going to ask you about that too, about blocking some people, you know, and then do you have a moderator that jumps in to help you?
I have about 6 moderators, and I do not allow kids.
Right.
I will tell you, you know, if I go in somebody else's live, they pretty much know me, all the people that I'm following, and they say, text is 21 plus. If you go in and follow her,
right,
she will block you.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, I specifically say, if you are 21 and you're in my live, I'm giving you 5 seconds to leave. If not, I'm blocking you.
Right.
Because it's a respect thing.
If right.
I'm asking you not to come in because I do have adult content. I drink in my live. You know, we talk about adult things. I would not want my child going in there. And, I mean, one of my friends said that she had a parent contact her because she heard her daughter in her life. And she's like, look, I put 21 plus on my thing. If you can't control your kid, then that's your problem, not mine.
Right. Now, let me go over to Wyoming in the House as well. Wyoming, how do you deal with that situation as well? Have you had to block a lot of people, or what is your, give us some, because, you know, a lot of people that I know are listening, and Lisa's new, Sue is new, half of our team has been on your live feeds as well. What is your idea? We're trying to think about positive about, you know, what you do and how you help people, but also give us the other side, you know, what we should look out for, what we should do.
You know, like when it comes to the children, you know, it is really the parents' responsibility of that child up to 18 of what they do on their phone. You know, in my life, if you don't follow somebody back, you will get banned. It's just one of the rules. It makes it fair that way. I'm open for children because they're, you know, I don't really have adult contact, like with drinking and stuff like that. So I try to make my room more for everybody welcome that's trying to get to from zero to 1,000. You know, that's, I drive truck over the road, so it really helps me being able just to keep my phone on live and being able to get more followers, more followers, other followers.
And you're funny, too. You know, and that's with a genre between, you know, Texas Pat Chick having, you know, everybody has their own agenda of their live feed. You know, I have my own, you know, right. It's finding talent. So, and singers and actors and models and having fun. And then also, you make some cute videos. You do a lot. And someone just said, oh, my gosh, Server Something for Life said, Wyoming gave you a great shout out. It was awesome. And I'm shouting him actually out. And I'm still learning. You know, I'm still learning this whole thing, and I, you know, especially with Zoom too. Texas Patrick, you are amazing, and I haven't been over. I saw that you were doing a Zoom yourself. Are you still doing that?
I was doing a Zoom, but I'm actually still not able to go to work yet. I've been battling with that. I'm a hair and makeup artist. I work with a lot of photographers, and I do weddings and pageants and stuff like that.
Pageants.
Of the whole corona and people wearing masks, I'm not able to work. So it has been super frustrating. I have my Instagram, which, you know, shows a lot of my work, but I also brag about my kids too. So, you know, that has a lot to do. But, you know, my thing is, like with the kids, I don't have anything against kids, but, you know, I'm 43 years old. And I have a 16-year-old and a 21-year-old. What do I have in common with 10, 11, 12, you know, 14-year-old kids? They have no business being on my page.
Yeah, see, and the difference is because I have talent of all ages, and I have agencies and people. But, of course, if they are underage and they're trying to contact me, I have to say, if your parent is on, you know, they have to contact me. I can't talk to somebody else under that. I know we have another call in a second, but Texas Patrick, thank you so much. I might have an idea for you with some of my pageant director friends and something else that may come in because you're an expert in what you do, I think would be good. I'm going to contact you afterwards.
Oh, absolutely. Like I said, I'm in Houston, but, I mean, I know Florida is a little far away, but...
I have friends in Houston, but I think there's something that will help because you can be an expert at something that I want to get you on the team. I'm going to talk to somebody, but I want to talk to you afterwards, which is really cool.
Oh, absolutely. Well, reach out. I think I've sent you my number through Instagram or TikTok. So, either way, if you don't have it, message me on Instagram. TikTok is crazy on the messages.
Right.
So... just send me a message on Instagram. That's the easiest way to get a hold of me.
Gotcha. Well, we want to thank you for calling. It goes so fast for us. I have to go out and get
God
sponsors.
God bless you, Dawn. Have a great day.
Thank you, Texas Pat Chick, also for helping donate for the next little beauty queen we're going to have.
Oh,
also,
you're more than welcome.
Thank you. And then,
anytime.
Thank you. Wyoming in the house. Are you still there?
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. So is it Sue?
Yes, it is.
So I have a surprise for you, Wyoming in the house. I have my other friend. She's an author of a children's book. She's got plush horses that she sells. I'm going to show this here. It's called, upside down, Elliot's Tales. And so Sue actually got over 1,000. She popped in your live feed last night. And so she called me today. She's like, oh, my gosh. And so she sells these. I'm going to show this. She's going to actually do, we're going to go to her barn, and we're going to do Elliot's story time with the real Elliot. So, do you have a horse sound?
Yeah, we need a horse sound. Mr. Ed. There you go.
Hi, Sue Greenberg, author of a children's book, Plush Horse, and we're working on a major project, and actually the screen, oh, the There goes my microphone. The screenplay is being written very shortly. We're working on some really fun things. And before we have something is saying that, I don't know. Can I get a shout out? I have to say that I have to watch what I say on the air. But here, Lisa, you want to say that one? I can't read over there. She's trying to read something. Hold on a second.
Careful, honey.
I know. Actually, no, we can't.
All right.
Well, we can't, but I will shout you out afterwards. But yeah, I know. I'm looking here, and my producer's going, we have to watch what we say because we have FCC rules on here.
We're on this delay now.
Yeah. I'm like, pimple? No, sorry. I gotcha. Anyway, so Wyoming in the House. So, Sue, what did you think of Wyoming in the House? His live feed, then you jumped in.
Loved it. It was amazing. Loved it. Had such a good time. One awesome. Of my favorite ones.
Good.
And yeah.
So, and then Wyoming also has so many people that he gave, you know, he put up a thing, and there were comments and comments of people, of positive comments. And that was amazing to see. And how'd that make you feel, Philip?
Yes.
Yes, from all the live, personal, you know, positive comments that you got from people from all over.
Oh, I did, yeah, I did, a video. I posted a video about the feedback that I wanted from my response to make sure that, you know, I'm inspiring everybody that's coming in my life and leaving my life. And I wanted to make sure, I wanted the feedback to make sure I'm upholding my standards I set for myself as well as, you know, the followers that's coming in. And I really enjoyed every feedback. I made sure, I was getting out what I was putting in, and that was really amazing.
Well,
I can't see it myself because I'm, you know, myself, but that's what I really needed to make sure I was doing the right thing.
Careful.
Where I was going.
Well, in the meantime, you know, that's why I say Lisa's going to get back on TikTok, and she's going to, you know, just because of her, she's a singer, and I think it would be great for you to sing in front of people, that you have a live audience from people from all over the world. Which is amazing.
Yes.
Do you
definitely.
Have any questions for anybody? We hear some. What is that in the back?
I think that's
me. I'm here with my little doggy and these two. She's playing with this little baby.
Oh, okay. Because I'm like, okay,
yeah,
I heard something.
I heard like somebody go like, don't do that or something like that.
Toy?
The little
toy.
He's like 8 months old and he was in the puppy's little pool and looked like he was gonna fall over. I'm like, the puppy was jumping in the pool with him. It was so cute. I have a little kiddie pool for my Doberman puppy and he's playing with two little kids. It's so cute.
Well, because of you, Wyoming in the House, she is actually gonna do a live from Elliot's Tales. We're gonna go to the barn and you're going to meet Elliot live. He's a horse. She's got 7 quarter horses and she's our Miss Country USA as well. So
right.
Sue, we just want to shout out. And then Sue, give your TikTok name.
Oh, it's Elliot's Tails. ELLIOTTSTAILS. And my website's elliotshorsetails.com and he spelled TAILS.
And you can order the books and the plush horse and everything.
Yeah, my two books, and they won Mom's Choice Award. They're both adorable.
Yeah, see what you did, Wyoming? So she can go live and she can do story time, see?
And you can meet Elliot. It'd be great.
Well, Sue Greenberg, thank you so much for calling in, and that's just a
thank
testimony
you,
Dawn, for
him. You're the best. I love you. You're the best.
I love you, too. I'll get over to the barn soon and get my big boots.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Thank you. I know some people are asking me, you know, they have different names on TikTok, and I have to be very careful what I say on the air. I'm on 6 stations, so I have to be respectful, and I will shout you out afterwards as well. So Wyoming, you know, have you had, let's see, you know, any funny stories that, you know, on TikTok, anything that you made you belly laugh?
Oh, it's mostly just, you know, the followers that comes in and really mostly just has a good time in my life. That really gets me excited to make sure seeing everybody that's coming in, being respectful and enjoying being in my life and hearing when I pop into other people's lives.
And surprising them.
You know, shout me out.
Well, here's something. Actually, this is coming in right now. Cube C Law 20 said, thank you, Wyoming in the House, for everything you do. So blessed to have you as a friend like you. And then also Mrs. Indiana, they're trying to find you on Facebook. I will inbox you actually his information. I think you're in my live feed, aren't you? Or I'm not sure. Are you in the live feed on Dawn Reese 3?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm not reading the messages, though.
Oh, I know. I'm reading them for you. Well, if you're ever here in Florida, we'd love to have you at the station. And you're more than welcome, you know, to take it easy. And I know you work so hard. And again, for truck drivers around the world, we want to thank you from our heart because you work so hard. I see you working all the time. And for what you're doing for the people and helping them achieve their dreams, it's so exciting, Lisa, when you get to 1,000 and they go, oh, yay.
Yeah,
you know?
I can't wait.
So there you go.
It's not done in a, we don't stop at 1,000. We continue growing.
Well, that's what happened to me because I told him last week, I'm like, do you think I can get to a 5,000? I was like, 4,000? He's like, no problem. I'm going to get you there. And then he surprised me when we took the boat out, and I didn't know until I'm driving back. And I'm like, what's Wyoming doing? Well, by my picture up there.
Right.
Which was such a blessing, which is amazing. And there's so many people that are tuning in on both. And so Wyoming in the house, everybody needs to go and add immediately, and you want to get your numbers up. Do you have any questions for Wyoming in the house?
I have so many, but I'll have to do it when when I go live because I don't even know.
Well, I want to make sure that everybody also...
When I get to the station.
Yes. Well, also, you're giving something away, I heard, if they add to your Instagram, right, and your TikTok, that you're giving something away pretty soon?
Yeah, there'll be a drawing. I'll pick a winner on... They have to follow me on Instagram. It's the same username, Wyoming in the House, and TikTok. There'll be a cash reward giveaway on Friday at 5 o'clock Pacific time.
See, there you go. You know what? People give gifts away, wow. And he's doing that.
Yes.
And also, Lisa, you know, because you put your Instagram and your YouTube up there, I want to make sure everybody that's here watching on TikTok, please go and add my Instagram and my YouTube page. Very important because that makes a huge difference. And we're getting more followers that way for the radio station, too, which is really cool.
Yes.
So is there a question you want to ask me or Lisa? We'll put you on the spot.
I just want to... let you guys know there is another thing I'm doing. I'm shouting somebody out every night. There'll be a new post coming on my TikTok page of drawing more followers in to have the chance to win their own personal shout out profile to millions of TikTokers, and that helps generate followers for just me, not just me, for everybody that's coming into the lab as well.
That's amazing. And I'm glad you liked my little video I did this morning. I woke up, I'm like, I have to do this right now because I'm still learning. I learned how to do the voiceover of it, which is really cool. And Wyoming, we want to thank you so much, Philip, for calling in Wyoming in the House. And this show keeps going on and on. We're live on Facebook. We're live. Oh, my gosh. We're live on. We have Mrs. Indiana. Mrs. Indiana is trying to find you. I need to get her with you as well. And she's actually just joined us, and she's in a pageant as well coming up.
Yes.
And she wants to be one of our new reporters.
Yes, I'm so excited.
We should just make
Wyoming
in the House one of our reporters because he could do like the travel part.
Exactly. Travel and leisure.
Hey, yes. I could send you a real media ID. We got to talk.
There you go.
You're
Wyoming
on the road.
Around the states with Wyoming. There you go.
Around the station.
Exactly.
Around the states.
I
with
like
Wyoming.
That. Around the station with Wyoming.
Traffic reports.
I know.
Traffic report. There you go.
All right. We're just going to make you part of the team.
That's
you're
it. Hired.
You're hired.
It doesn't pay well, but it's... I'm just kidding. The enjoyment and the... You just, your heart is filled with joy to work with us.
No, but there is a lot of media. You'll get a media ID.
I was just kidding.
No.
I met Kim Coates from Sons of Anarchy. I mean, you can't, not many people can, I met three of the most, like, important people now, Lou Gossett Jr., William Fichtner from Mom and Armageddon, and then Kim Coates. And that was the media. I mean, I'm still blown away that I've met these people.
But he could be our travel concierge, Mr. Concierge.
Yeah.
Okay, and then you can get into free places.
And I don't have a significant other. I don't know your situation, but hey, I'll ride with you through a few states. I'll get dropped off somewhere mid-country in the house with Wyoming and Lisa B. That will just be. And I speak Spanish, so we'll really do like a funny Ricky and Lucy, you know. You guys have planning to do Wyoming. You know, we could really have fun with it.
I want to keep you on here longer, and I don't know if you've seen our new backdrop. I got this thing here my brother gave me.
Oh.
Isn't that cool?
And action.
My birthday next month.
There you go.
Wyoming's in the house.
Oh, look at this.
Is in the house. It's a big, what is this?
Megaphone.
Megaphone. I was like, mega horn, that's not it. It's mega something. I wasn't a cheerleader. I was an athlete. So
I was a baton twirler.
You know, I was the athlete. You know where I'm going with this.
Well, Wyoming in the House, thank you so much, Philip, for calling in. And we want to just really highlight you for what you do. And it's been a blessing. And thank you.
And I meant it about the riding around. I'll get to a state. I'm serious.
I'm sending him a media idea after. We're going to talk.
He thinks I'm kidding.
No, I'm serious. We're going to talk.
The only Spanish I speak is 1 through 10. That's about it. I failed my Spanish class. We'll say that.
Ah.
Well, that's okay. I'll get us through all the states that, you know, we might get profiled with me and the curly hair sitting in the front seat. So.
We're going to keep doing self-promotion. I'll keep promoting him. He'll promote me. I got some ideas because he's amazing, amazing. And for what you're doing for people out there, not just me, but for everybody that's watching and listening and actually driving. They're like, what is Dawn talking about? Hi, Wyoming. Couldn't hear Wyoming. I'm trying to look here. Safer life. I see that people are in white. So that means that they have to follow me, right, Wyoming?
Correct.
Yeah, they have to follow me?
They might follow you, but you don't follow them yet if they're in white.
Oh, I gotcha. Okay, see, I'm still...
So only the blue will...
Oh, gotcha. Well, if you happen to bump into a singer or an actor or anybody, we're hooked up in TV land for that. So we're helping people. What's the name? Wyoming in the House. Somebody's asking, Wyoming in the House.
All underscore.
All underscore.
Underscore between the words.
Actually, you can go to my video that I have on TikTok, and I made two of them or three of them. And then you can just click on that, and it'll take you
right
to what.
You're making two and three, and I'm just trying to get on and follow stuff and not have it sitting in church, and I actually swipe, and then you can hear all the TikTok, and it's like, oh, no. Well, but we go live in church. We're allowed to.
So Wyoming, we want to thank you so much for calling in. God bless you, and safe travels on the road. And just Jesus' name, that he protects you with your truck and everything. And in the mighty name of Jesus, amen.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you. It was
great.
It was awesome. It was awesome. So anyways, so somebody's asking for Lisa to sing.
What do you want me to sing?
I don't know.
Okay,
why don't we close the show?
What do you want me to sing?
Whatever you want. We got 3 minutes. We have to watch.
We have 3 minutes. So
what was your one that you sang that at the karaoke place that was like, or
Adele?
at the film festival?
The Adele thing.
Oh, the Adele, no, not the Adele one. I did, I think you have it somewhere there. It's Valerie by Amy Winehouse. It's Lord knows. You can find it on YouTube a lot faster, but I mean, it all depends. What do they want to see? Oh, the national anthem.
Oh, they like that.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Uh-oh, no. Look at that. Okay. Sure. Okay, let me just totally blow that right there. But actually, you know, I could, let's see, what's a song that is out that I did, here we go. I'm going to sing this. I'm going to do it a cappella. I'm going to sing the song that is in the movie. It's called Girl Crush.
Girl Crush.
It goes, I've got a girl crush. Hate to admit it, but I've got a heart rush. Ain't slowing down. I got it real bad. Want everything she has. Her smile to that midnight laugh. She's giving you now. I wanna taste her lips. Yeah, cause they taste like you. I wanna drown myself in a bottle of her perfume.
While she's singing, we have 20 seconds left. Please go to the top and see my digital business card. You can make money at this as well. Keep singing. And also add me to YouTube. Sure, also that you go to 5 of my videos and comment, and I will go to your 5 and comment. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for the gifters as well. And thank you for tuning in to Tan Talk Radio Network, Hollywood Connections. Keep going, Lisa.
I've got a girl crush. I don't get no sleep. I don't get no peace thinking about her.
You can see this on Tan Talk Radio Network. Actually, I'll put this show up afterwards. Thank you, Kelly, for your talent. Thank you. You are amazing. Thank you so much.
WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR, Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.